Hey, hey, you still feeling tired from the weekend?
I am indeed, yes. I'm pretty tired still. I'm not gonna lie.
Same. We had a busy one, guys. We'll tell you all about it. Shall we get started?
Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
And I'm Hayley.
Expect our honest opinions, the real juice on what happens on a wedding day,
With a few tips thrown in between.
and also just a chat between friends.
And of course, don't forget to hit that subscribe button.
And let's get
Let's get you wet.
newlyweds! Woo! Hello, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm still feeling on like cloud nine from the
Feeling
weekend, but
fresh.
also tired. I
Yeah.
feel like, what was it you was telling me on Friday that my social battery is low?
Yeah, my social battery's run out.
Literally, I'm looking forward to an evening where I just get in the pajamas and just chill.
Just
If I'm
chill.
honest, I need it. And then I'm actually off tomorrow. I'm at the office. I'm gonna go do a bit of shopping and stuff, so that would be
Oh, that'd be
nice.
nice. Yeah, a bit of chill out time because we have been very busy.
Very excited to tell you all about it. So we had a big wedding that we worked together on this weekend. For me, it was my first full plan of the year. So I've worked with this couple for the last like just over 12 months. And for Hayley, this was your first wedding back from maternity
Yeah,
leave,
it
wasn't
was
it?
crazy, and it was like a really big one to go back to as well.
Was, yeah. It was. They had a lot, didn't they? You're like, it was a big order for you.
Yeah, it was a big one. So they had just a brief description of what they had. They had 11 centerpieces, big
Yeah.
ones as well, and then
Big,
they had
tall.
yeah, like huge urns with flowers inside, bud
Yes, four of
vases, all
them.
the bridal, yeah, four of those
Yep.
meadows down there in front of the
Yeah.
altar, which then got
Yep.
moved to the top table. Obviously, all the bridal stuff, as
It
you
was
know,
lovely.
buttonholes
And
and
that,
things
I
as
feel
well.
like that church, it was a lovely little kind of like village church, wasn't it? But it did need that like bit of
Yeah, it
jazzing
needed
up,
a
didn't
bit of pizzazz,
it? That's the word,
bit
pizzazz.
of
So we
floral
had like
flair.
two urns at the entrance, and then there was two urns at the front of the aisle, and then the meadows at the front of the aisle as well. But all of that got moved back to the venue, and again, we're then at the entrance, either side of the top table. The meadows were in front of, I'm sorry, but I was saying this to you at the weekend, but I am all for now a top table with the bud vases that go all the way along, and then the meadows at the bottom.
Yeah,
Stunning.
no, it looks amazing. And the good thing about them is that you can use them first, like if you're having a church wedding or just wherever your ceremony is going to be, down the aisle, and then yeah, just move them over afterwards. So they're
Exactly.
like great.
Nice
They're
and
really
quick.
easy to transport actually.
Yeah,
And
they are, aren't they?
not like the urns.
Not like the ads. And
They're
also
so heavy.
to gift out at the end of the night, they're quite nice to like give away, aren't they, to people as
Yeah.
well? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
The
Yeah, so
flowers
they
look
are a good shout.
Yeah, loved it. So tell me a little bit about, so obviously for us, both of us, as we said, it was a big one, but tell me a little bit about your wedding prep week. How was it? I know it's a little bit stressful for you. And of course, that's what everybody wants to hear about. They don't care that it went well and it was a lovely, beautiful wedding day. They want to know what happened, the real
They want to
juice.
know, as we, advertise that we're spilling the real tea here.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I mean, my prep started from the Monday. So I was in all week doing bits and pieces, but the bulk of all the flowers came Tuesday and Wednesday. So I had over 3,000 stems
Wow,
delivered. Yeah, so
that's a
lots of
lot.
flowers. It's a lot
How,
when you're cutting every one.
yeah, how like put that into like a scale here, like in like you know, how many van loads is that?
That's like so, oh my gosh. It's like three massive van loads.
What?
So it's if well, I've got a cool room and literally just the flowers alone didn't fit in there. And I mean that cool room, I
Wow.
don't know, it's probably like 4 meters by 4 meters sort of size
Yeah, that's a
square.
lot.
And then I had like another shed full of flowers. There were
Wow.
flowers everywhere.
There's the flowers everywhere. Lily was rolling in flowers, like, you
Lily
know.
was rolling in flowers. Yeah, so I mean it's a lot of flour. And so yeah, so that all came and everything was all right, like I've obviously done a lot of pre-planning and that obviously really helps out
You really
for
did picture,
yeah,
yeah.
you have to do a lot of organisation otherwise things just go wrong. But as I found out, nothing ever goes exactly to
No, never
plan.
go.
So I think I was speaking last week about basically the reason we get in flowers early is in case of any problems, but So for a Saturday wedding, I started getting stuff in Monday, Tuesday. So I'd ordered some, so specifically the bride wanted hydrangeas, but blue hydrangeas, like a powder blue. So the colour scheme was like powder blue, white, and then like peaches and blushes. Really, really nice.
Just to give the listeners a bit of an overview, it was a very like Bridgerton royal kind of vibes. That's what she wanted. Really grand, really elegant string quartet. You'd see that, aren't you?
Beautiful. So but she's really wanted the pale blue hydrangeas, but I think she'd like imagined having them since she was a kid and that. So really important. So
a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. Got to get this right. And I mean, me and you'd had a discussion, hadn't we, like the week before about the colour of two hydrangea varieties I was going to get. So this time of year, it's better to get the specific variety of powder blue hydrangea I wanted. So instead, I had to get a Colombian import. Bit of boring background information, but it'll all make sense soon. So I ordered them with the wholesaler, exactly the colour I need. All good. Turn up on this Tuesday. It's 150 stems are ordered. And they come like flat packed in a box. Quite funny, really.
Flat packed?
Yeah, they literally come in little, like, 16 of them in it. And they're about 20 centimetre diameter head. So they're pretty big heads, but they all come in a box, 16 in a box, like all flat packed. Really weird. You have to get them out, condition them, and they fluff out.
It sounds like something like out of Temu.
Yeah. They look like come in a box. There, right?
You know,
you never think.
Backpacked.
Yeah, so there's a lot of work that goes into like the condition of flowers that people don't realize. So I'm opening the boxes and expecting to see these beautiful hydrangea powder blue color, but to my surprise they are fluorescent teal.
Oh, God.
So you know, completely wrong. I literally was like, I just couldn't speak. I was just staring at them in like disbelief. Like, wow. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I can deal with this right now.
No, it's just not what you want, is it? And also it is all like, obviously you've ordered them early enough, but it is still very last minute, isn't it, with flowers? And it's,
like
in your head, you're thinking, how the hell am I even going to sort this out?
Exactly. So I'm like, so it's like a minute of me just saying nothing and staring at this hydrangea and having an internal panic. But I managed to sort it. I got in touch with another wholesaler. I got them ordered. They came on a Thursday. So actually they were even fresher. It was absolutely fine in the end. But I mean, it was just something I could have done without. But this is what I mean, behind the scenes.
Like, what if that wholesaler didn't have those flowers? Like, what would you do then?
Well, this is the issue, or what happens when you're working with like a fresh and a natural product.
Yeah,
I can't make something out of nothing. I am working with something that's naturally grown. So in that scenario, if for any reason I couldn't have got them, I would have had to substitute with something of a similar color. I would have worked it out. We always do, but it's just it's not needed.
There's quite a few things like that in the wedding industry. I don't think people realize, but it's like with wine. People come to like their catering tasting and they try the wine, and then if it's 6 months to a year later, it might mean that you can't get that wine anymore, because if that grape's not grown anymore, if the weather has been different or the temperature's been different and they haven't grown that specific grape, you can't call it that wine.
Right.
And then you have to change your wine. And people don't realize like things like that, do they? And the same with food. Like if something happens at your suppliers and you can't get that specific local, asparagus, for example, you do have to change these things sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, and it's something I always sort of speak to my couples about in advance. Yeah. Obviously we ensure that we can get what they want, and it's all well and good at the time, and obviously try my best, but sometimes you might have, wherever the flower variety that they want is growing, there might have been a really bad year, really wet or really dry, and it might have caused them to have issues. There might not be enough stock, so there could be issues getting it. So I always sort of stipulate, especially in my contract and things like that, that we will substitute with something of similar make it right. But
you've always made it work.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how, but we always do. And the couple, unless they're listening to this episode, they don't know anything about it. We sort of
haven't got a clue.
It's all good. It was all good. But just something could have done without, I'm not going to lie, but otherwise.
The funniest thing was that the week before, when Hayley was stressing about which blue to get, you messaged me a picture of Lily's baby grower had hydrangeas. Oh, yeah. You were like, they're here to haunt me.
Yeah, her baby grower had little like blue hydrangeas with smiley faces on. They were just like staring, smiling at me while I was having like
a... And it was a blue hydrangea as well. Yeah, it was. Even funnier.
So weird, so weird. Oh, God. Oh, dear. But otherwise, everything went well. And, you know, I had freelancers helping me as well. So big shout out to them because I couldn't do it without them. It was such a big wedding. I needed all the help I could get. So
yeah,
and my dad as well. He came and helped on the Saturday.
Yeah, bless him. He was lifting. Honestly, they were so
heavy.
Because at the end of the night, so they basically, again, like tip for everyone, but always think about like what you're going to do with your flowers at the end, because otherwise I think a lot of people, right, they order things, they worry about how you're going to get it there, they, you know, if they're collecting, if couples are collecting things or making things or whatever, they worry about that, but they don't think about the aftermath, like what they're going to do afterwards, how they're going to pick it up, like where it's gone. So a lot of people do that with their flowers. They're a bit like, oh, I'm now left with all these flowers. So we had actually pre-arranged, you know, I'd put a list together of, right, who do you want to give? You've got 11 centerpieces. Who are they going to? And they gave me some names and I made sure those people went home with a centerpiece. But my God, getting them off them vases. Yeah. They were heavy. Whoa. Especially at the end of the night when you're like 16 hours and you're like, oh, I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm so tired. My arms the next day were like jelly. I was struggling to feed Lily. I was like, oh, my arms, I'm so weak. Yeah. I've like done arm day at the gym. It's so funny because we were like running in and out when we had to move everything from the church back to the venue. And we're like running in and out. It's quite funny, really, moving them. And someone said to me, oh, you don't need to go to the gym. And I thought, you don't know how much chocolate I eat in my spare time.
I'll make up for you, don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Oh dear. But your preparations, how did they go for you?
Yeah, so do you know what? It wasn't too, we had two guests drop out, which isn't too bad in the grand scheme of things. And obviously at that point, it's quite difficult for the couple. It's hard to replace people that short notice. The table plan's done, it's printed, the menus, and you know, with their they had personalized names on all the menus, which were like hand calligraphy. They were all done, printed, sent to me. So it's kind of hard to replace people. It's a little bit, I mean, I don't know why they cancelled, but for the couple, it is frustrating because you pay a lot of money, you know, and then, but I don't know, I'm sure they had a valid reason. But yeah, it's just a pre-warning to people that that does happen. Yeah. And actually two's not too bad. I would say you can get anything up to 5 drop out the week of the event. So yeah, even if maybe you've got a little list of people that you want to like bump up from the evening, because it does happen at the end of the day.
Yeah. It does. Yes. It's inevitable, isn't it? I think.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you get good reasons, sometimes you get crap ones. But yeah, so a couple of cancellations and then I have to just make the caterer and etc. aware. But yeah, no, it was just more like busy picking things up. Like, you know, they had a post box for their cards, I picked that up. And actually I went and picked all the napkins up from the caterer because my plan was to roll them. And then the couple had bought this ribbon to then tie it round. I'd seen it on a picture. It looked really nice in like a bow.
Yeah.
But on the picture, it was like a velvet ribbon, which is quite thick and it's easy to shape.
Yeah, it's quite stiff, isn't it?
Yeah. But actually, when the ribbon came to me, it was more like a satiny material. And so I started, I was like, right, I'm going to put some time aside to do that. Started tying them and actually it just didn't look great. And I just kind of thought, do you know what, I'm going to leave it till the setup. So we went to do the setup about 4:30 on Friday. We both went, didn't we, Hayley, to start that.
Yeah.
And actually, I think because we had blue tablecloths, they had the charger plates were white with a blue pattern on them. Obviously, it was a lot of blue in the flowers, blue, white, peach. Yeah. Ones on the charger plates, which were like a pale blue, and then the menu card, which had like detail on it. And I was like, do you know what? Actually, I feel like the napkin is going to be too much. The napkin needs to not be kind of a part of this
table. Yeah, but it might be overpowering.
Yeah, like it was a bit too much blue. It was the wrong blue. It just didn't look right. It made it look a bit cheap, if I'm honest. And actually, we didn't need the napkin as a focal point. So actually, in the end, I just did a flat fold white napkin at the back behind the menu card. And actually, I'm so glad I did that because I think the napkin would have been too overpowering because it's almost like you want the a focus. And the focus for that was the charger plate because they were just stunning.
They were absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. So I think sometimes you have to think about that, and sometimes you have to, again, you have to put these things together until to actually see it come alive. And actually, what was really funny is on the day when we did a first look of the room, which I always do. I love doing a first look of the room. Me and Hayley were both there.
I don't get to normally see people have their first look. So
yeah, it was good. You stuck around, didn't you?
I did.
So yeah, we did that, and actually I forgot to I was going to mention it to her then, but I forgot. And then later on I was like, oh, and it was like after the meal as well, I said to her, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention to you, I didn't do the napkins with the ribbon. And she was like, oh, I didn't even notice. I was like, she was like, yeah, whatever. Because I think, and do you know what, sometimes you just have to gauge your couples, and a lot of the couples that I work with for planning, they like, I know that they fully trust me. And a lot of the time they bring me their vision and I put it together. So she said, I want it powder blue. I want Bridgerton vibe. Then I put it together. So actually, like, they're not, you know, normally that if it was something that she was like, I want this, then I would have obviously flagged it to her before.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It was my idea. And yeah, I just know they're the kind of people that would just be like, yeah, whatever you think. So yeah, so little things like that, really, just sorted out final details, final questions. You always get those final suppliers calling up, asking you details. That's probably on the wedding plan, Nandu.
Just check the wedding plan.
Check the wedding plan. No, just like little communication, and, you know, things change at the end of the day. Like, you know, their suppliers, like delivery times and stuff change. And yeah, but yeah, it wasn't too bad. We did the church rehearsal Thursday evening. That was really good. That went well. And then, yeah, set up Friday. And then I was on site from 9 a.m. Saturday. Eventually got home at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I was back, for 9:30 Sunday to meet you, meet the couple's dad, to take all of their bits and bobs away. And, yeah, it was a busy weekend. But it was so good. It was just... yeah, it went really well. I got amazing feedback from the couple. There was nothing that they pinpointed that was like, actually, we could have done that differently. They were happy with everything, which is normally like, you know, there's always the odd thing that happens where they're like, oh, maybe in hindsight, we would have done this or would have done that. But they had nothing. They were just happy.
No, they were so pleased. And it was so nice as well. Like you say, we were picking up everything on the Sunday. And just to hear them obviously saying, like, reminiscing about the day and how amazing it was, and it like exceeded their expectations and things like that. It's just so nice to hear.
That's why we do it, isn't it? And you think,
yeah, it makes it worth it.
At points over the weekend when you're so tired and your feet are hurting and you're lugging things around, you're like, oh, why do I do this? And then that just reminds you. And that's why we do it. I think as wedding suppliers, we need that, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I'd always encourage people to like, speak to
leave
their
a good staff. Review yeah
100% because we do, I think, as people, like, of course we do this to earn a living and pay our mortgages, but we also, I feel like, we're the kind of people that need that like reassurance as well.
Yeah, maybe. Definitely. Yeah, especially for me, like being quite like creative and things, and you're sort of making something out of someone's but basically they'll give me like a brief and then some photos. Yeah. Sometimes we do a trial and things, but sometimes it's kind of like just waiting until the day to see what they think.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, oh, I hope they like it. So.
Yeah, no, definitely. But yeah, I would say what I loved about their day as well, and yeah, I'm not saying this because I'm a planner. Maybe I am. But what I would say is the next day, and you saw this when we went to set down, is I think, like I was saying earlier, some people think, oh, we're going to make this, we're going to buy this ourselves, but they don't think about it. And I've seen couples, we did a wedding in the winter where they came to pick up their stuff. Honestly, we had to get them new XL Ubers, which are basically like minibus kind of vibes.
My God.
Full of stuff because they'd bought everything themselves, done it all themselves. And they were like, God, what are we going to do with all this stuff now? And I think people don't always think that through. Whereas this wedding, literally all the couple had to pick up was they had a couple of photos like their parents at their wedding, they had like their station, so we always keep all the stationery, like the big table plan board, order a day, any kind of menu cards. Like, even if they want to bin them, that's fine, but I feel like they should, that's for them to do, not for us to do. They had cake left over, and they had then the leftover flowers, which they already knew who they were taking them to. They wanted to take some back to the church, but other than that, they didn't actually have much more to take, which was great. Like, for them, it was just so easy. Popped it in the back
of
the car.
Yeah, that's nice.
Actually, they said to that they got their nan to come along as well. So it was the parents, the couple didn't come along in case they needed extra room. And they were like, oh, we don't need it. The nan turned up and was like, oh, you're done. And they were like, yeah, good.
Yeah, we're good.
And actually, through all that, the couple didn't have to worry about a thing. They were in bed chilling. Mum and dad come to pick up those few bits, and that was that. We gave them their cards and presents, popped them in their taxi at the end of the night, so they had those to open in the morning. And that was it. Lovely. Nice and
I
easy.
I love that. There was like no waste either, was there?
Yeah, no, there wasn't. Like, literally everybody then picked up, you picked up your vases, the chair company picked up the chairs, the tableware company picked up all those bits. But imagine if you, like, thought... I completely understand where couples are sometimes coming from, where it's like, well, I can buy that for the same cost as hiring. I get it. And I always say, look, fine, if you want to buy it, if you're going to use it afterwards. But otherwise, it's the fact of having, like, say you bought 100 charger plates, for example. Like, what are you going to do with them afterwards?
And yeah, I don't think people think about that, do they?
No, they don't. And people think, oh, I'll put them on Facebook. But that is so saturated now of people buying stuff and trying to resell it. It's just not possible.
No, exactly. And also what I really liked what they did is they gave away all their centerpieces as like gifts to people. So it's not like anything's getting wasted. Like they're all being gifted. They literally took everything apart from some of the Bud Bars florals, which we'd obviously taken out to take the Bud Bars away. But if they had wanted to, they could have pressed them. But they are very short. So they're not really like that good at, you can't really do much with them, but we just compost them. You know what I mean? It was literally a handful of flowers. So
yeah, like because they'd kind of wilted, hadn't they? Because I'd taken them out the vases the night before, so we got all your vases ready for you to collect. But yeah, they wilt a bit because they're so short, aren't they? Because you have to cut them down so much.
Yeah, they're quite small. Yeah, so they're not. Yeah. But I mean, even though, I think the nan was telling me that one of the bridesmaids had taken a load of flowers out of the urn arrangements and made them into like a bunch. So people were taking flowers left, right, centre, and I love that because, well, A, it's like less for me to take away, so amazing. But they're actually being used, and I think that's so important.
That's just reminded me. I've seen this before. I'll see if I can find it. I've probably sent it to you before, but it was quite a while ago, probably on Instagram or something. But this couple had the next day a flower bar, and it was almost like a wooden structure. It's probably the bar structure from the night before. And they put up a little sign saying flower bar. And what they've done is they've got all their centerpieces, taken all the flowers out, put them in big baskets. And then they had like a florist there, or I don't know whether it was their florist, maybe, standing behind the bar, they're putting them into bouquets for people to take away. I thought that was
That's really cool.
That bunch of the flower was like you get at the florist.
Yeah. Do you know, that reminds me actually, because one wedding I did, funny enough, you know, I was talking about working at Soho House last week. Well, I had to stay and put all the bunches into, like, make them into little bouquets for guests.
I got
paid to stand and do it, which is quite nice actually.
Yeah. Like that.
So I like doing that, yeah.
Well, this for my wedding. Or our wedding.
I kept doing that when I was engaged, so I got told off to.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so easy to do.
But now I feel like that idea. I think that's definitely a good idea, even if you just take them out yourselves and then put them in a basket and people take them away. And it kind of eliminates that having to like choose who they're going to. And they are big, those arrangements you did on Saturday, they were massive, weren't they? Because they said to
huge.
Me take one home, and I was like, honestly, like, this, I thank you so much, but that
where am I gonna put it?
Yeah, like, I live in a renovation project, like.
Yeah, oh dear.
My old house I would have done, but not in this house. No.
If anyone wants to check out what we were up to, though, go over to our socials on Instagram. We've posted loads of photos, and we will continue to do so. We've got so many pictures, and we also paid a photographer to come with us for the setup. So he came for a couple of hours, and he took some really good shots of our work and us sort of setting up and like the first look and things like that, just so we could get some really good content. Because it's often we're so busy and there's so much going on that you don't have time to take decent pictures on your phone, and I always regret it.
Yeah, you really don't. And also the couple's photographer are there to focus on the couple and the guests.
Yeah.
He was really busy because we went straight from the church to the venue, which was a little drive. And then obviously he's got a drive back as well. So by the time he got back, we had to go straight into family shots. And then we were going into a big group shot of everybody. And then they were sitting down. So he didn't actually really get any time to get, you know, he got a couple of photos. No. You know, which are great for the couple, but for us, we want those like detail shots, like, and even like shots, we got some nice ones of us actually doing what we do, because I think sometimes we want to see that, like, what do you actually get up to in the background, you know? So yeah, I'm glad we did that. They were amazing. And yeah, so hop on over, because we'll definitely share them. And I'm loving how much all the suppliers from that day are sharing the wedding as well. Like,
oh, I love it.
We had 25 suppliers in the end involved in that day, so yeah.
It's good. It creates like a real buzz, and then you like all start sharing on Instagram and things like that, and then it gets it sort of going. I don't want to say viral, but
viral, it's got to be magazine worthy, that wedding.
Like, I think so.
Yeah, I need to look into that, definitely. So yeah, so that was the weekend. It was a good one.
It was good. It was very busy. So yeah, we've got lots to talk about from that one.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm like not, I've got another full plan this weekend, which is quite rare actually, that I do two full plans in a month.
It's for long, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot. So literally I'm like back in the office this week, straight into like finals.
Straight in.
It's not a wedding, it's a birthday, but it's across a whole weekend, just Friday to Sunday. So we've got like activities going on, dinners, like parties, like loads going on. So yeah, so it's a really good one. I'm looking forward to it, but at the same time I'm like, oh, because a lot of people said to me, are you gonna have Monday off, because I worked Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I was like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, and do you know what, as well, this is the thing, like I think, because a couple of people said similar to me for the Sunday, oh, are you gonna sort of like, oh yeah, you'll have tomorrow off, don't worry. I was like, I did a full day's work Sunday, because I have to return anything that's been hired, has to be returned. I had to drive to London and back to return things. You know, it's like, and like with you, like obviously we went there to sort of take down anything that the couple had hired. So yeah, it's exactly. It doesn't exactly finish straight away.
So that was that. It was lovely to work with you again. I loved it. I was very proud.
Oh my gosh. Oh, thank you. And I was of you as well, because it was so, I have to say, a wedding like that, it needs some serious organisation, like really does. And this is where I think if they hadn't had, like, obviously you, like a wedding planner, it just would not have worked out as well as it did, because there were so many different components, so many suppliers to organise. Like, you know, they didn't do anything themselves, did they? It was all suppliers coming in and doing bits.
And actually, her mum was really, really thankful to me for that. She was like, honestly, it's been a real stress-free experience. And actually, what was really funny was during the night, this woman comes stumbling up to me. She'd had a couple of gins, you know. And she said to me, "You're Hannah, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "I really want to thank you, because I work with the bride's mum, and if it wasn't for you, she'd have been really difficult to work with the last year."
That's funny.
It was brilliant. I was like, well, there you go, hey.
That's it. That's why you get a wedding planner.
Exactly. This is what we do all the time. So we know these things. We know things to avoid. We know what's going to work. We know what you don't. Like I say, like, there were so many things that we just didn't, like, have, because you just don't need, you know, like,
yeah,
flip-flops and foam.
Yeah, like all that unnecessary tat.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
I feel like everything they had really worked well together to give them the vision that they wanted. Like, it really hit like the nail on the head for their like the look they wanted. It really, really was so good. It just looked amazing.
All the suppliers we used were very much like the vibe that they wanted, because we know who's going to work well for that. We know who's going to work well within their budget. And can I also just say, the budget that they gave me, I hit it. I'd say bang on the head. They had £1.09 left to spend.
Oh my gosh.
That would never happen if you were doing that yourself, because I'm so stringent on, I don't know if that's the word, on the budget of like being careful of like, okay, no, they can't afford that, so we're not putting that in, or I'll offer an alternative suggestion, or you know, I'll make sure that the suppliers that we're inquiring with, I know, will come within the budget. If you do it yourself, you'll get to the point where you're just like, do you know what, I don't even care, like, fine, yeah, just we'll have it, you know.
Yeah Which, exactly,
I think you know all too well.
Don't know what you're talking about. No, absolutely, yeah, no, it was just so well done, honestly. I'm still like on a high from that wedding. So
be using them pictures for months. Everyone's
me too. So much content.
Shall we go on to the listeners' questions?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
So first up, we've got hair and makeup trial question. I thought this was a good one, actually. Do you take makeup off and change your hair before you get home? Don't want my other half to see, but also seems a waste of lovely hair and makeup. That was a good one. Oh, and do you know what? I actually can't remember, because I did my hair and makeup trial for my elopement I did last week. I had to trudge all the way to Wales. But my friend lives in Wales, so I went to hers afterwards. So actually, by the time I left Wales, got all the way home, my other half was asleep. And
I didn't see it
before I went to bed. But I can't, when I did my makeup trial, I can't actually remember.
I think you met with me and Kelly, didn't you? We had lunch that afternoon.
We did. Very glam.
We were like, oh, you look nice.
You look nice. I don't know if he was away, maybe. I can't remember. I don't think I took it off, because I know I came home. I went out for lunch with you, and then later I came home and did a workout, because I was like, I'm going to push this makeup to the test.
Test it to the limit.
I'm going to see if these lashes stay on. So yeah, I did that. So I feel like he was maybe away with work or something. And then I've got my hair trial next week, so I don't really know. But yeah, I know what she means. Like, you don't want to just like.
It depends what vibe you're going for, because I do always think, like, it's not like you're gonna appear home with a different face. You're still gonna look like you. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's no surprise on the day when you're like, oh, and then you turn around as you walk down the aisle, it's a different person. Do you know what I mean? It's not really a massive surprise. I don't think. Maybe hair, because like you can have some like extravagant updo or something like that. I feel like makeup, absolutely fine. I would just plan like makeup, a nice lunch or dinner or something, go out and use it while you've got it on.
Yeah, definitely make the most of it. Yeah, plan like a little lunch with the girls or a little dinner with the girls. But I suppose these things don't really bother me, but maybe if it does bother you, I'd maybe, plan a little outing with your friends and then take it out in the car or something.
Yeah, exactly. But what until you've got it all in the whole sort of ensemble, like with the dress and everything else, like, to be fair, it doesn't really flowers. Not going to complete the whole look, as it were.
And also, if you're marrying a man, so if you're a woman marrying a man, I don't think men really notice, if I'm honest.
No, I have to agree with you there. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, if you're a woman marrying all the same woman, brush, maybe. But maybe that's helpful, because then they'll look at you and think, oh, actually, I need to do that too.
Got up my game.
I wouldn't worry too much. Yeah, make the most out of it, and then but at the same
time, I had my makeup done, and then I went back to work in my workshop.
Oh, I'm gonna love that. Brilliant. Hello, I'm very glad. And also to say, like, at the end of the day, if you can't plan something, if you've got to go back to work, like Hayley, it is just a trial. Like, it doesn't matter if you got to take it off.
Don't worry.
About it. But I do think it's good to test it. Like, so like your hair, especially, like if you have like curled hair, try and leave it in for a good like 8 hours, like you would on your wedding day, and just see how it holds. That is the whole point of a trial, is trialing how it would be for the whole day. So maybe if you're having your trial on like a Monday morning, and then you have a half at work all day or something like that.
Yeah, just see how long it sits in for, because I had mine curled, and even on the day, I mean, I literally for 2 days afterwards, it was still like really nice, and I had that Hollywood wave, so it was lush. Nice. It really stayed
I'm
in
hoping
well.
Mine lasts like that, so I can just crack to the airport in the morning and not have to worry about doing anything with it.
That's what I did. See, that's what I did. It stayed in, so I looked all glam on my fly. I was like, oh, hi, I've just got married.
I'm ready to go. I put on my bride jumper and I'm off.
I'm off.
Okay, next up we've got when to look for a wedding dress. Another good one.
Yeah, these are good questions. I mean,
I think it depends. If you go and bespoke, you need to get in there like pretty soon, because obviously they've got to design it. You've got to be happy with it. They've got to make it.
Yeah, exactly. Same applies if you're going into like a boutique and you're not getting just off the rack. You need to, I think they need like 3 months to order it in, don't they? To get it in your size and everything.
Was yours 3 months?
Yeah, it took until January to come in, and I ordered it end of October.
Yes, so, I think yeah, that can be
3 months. Yeah.
If you're going off the rail, obviously it doesn't matter because you can, in some places, just walk in, buy it, take it home. But I would say, like, you don't want to put that too much pressure on yourself. I mean, for me, I literally bought my dress, was like one of the first things I did because I was excited to do it. I didn't actually think that I would buy my dress at the first shop, but I actually did. I thought I'd have to go to a few, and I knew I had a busy year. Like, I bought it in the April last year, and I knew I had like wedding season coming up. So I thought it's going to end up being like elongated out as to when I actually go dress shopping. But actually, I got the first one. I don't think it matters. I think unless you are like planning on losing a lot of weight and like your body shape is going to change, I'd just crack on, get in there, start having a look.
Yeah, start now. Why not? I'm going to lie. I started looking at wedding dresses before I was even engaged.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's very, very true. And what I'll also say is whatever you think you're going to buy, you're probably not. Like, everybody said that to me, and I was like, no, I've been looking at people's wedding dresses for years. Like, oh, no, I know exactly what I want, but actually I got something completely different to what I thought I would.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say maybe start having a look around, even if you're planning on losing weight. Like, just, you know, go and, A, don't feel pressured to lose weight, and B, start looking at what your body type, what suits like your face, what suits your style, what suits, you know, what you like. Yeah, I'd say just crack on, but I wouldn't leave it any later than like 6 months before, would you?
No, I wouldn't. I think you're cutting it a bit fine then, because I wouldn't.
Yeah, no. Well, hopefully that helps. Like Hayley said earlier, make sure you crack on over to our social media and check out our pictures for the weekend.
Yes, we have been very busy, so you can follow us both. So it's at Hannah Rose Weddings and at Bloomfields Flowers on Instagram.
And then make sure you follow the pod. It's at Let's Get Your Web Podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday, so make sure you're sending in your questions, sending in those dilemmas, and
we love to hear and see them.
We do, and we just want everyone to see wedding for the weekend, don't we? Really.
We absolutely do. It was so good. We just can't stop talking about it. Yeah.
We want to get all the info that we can. So, yeah, have a look at our Instagram. Send in your emails, questions, tips, messages, and where the arseholes. We want to hear from you.
Get in touch.
We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye.